Hello, 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 everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Karonda Glover, and on my channel, Create a Mindset for Success. For the past few days, we have been going over 7 practical tips to achieve a positive mindset for success. So let's recap. First tip was start the day with a positive affirmation. Second tip was to focus on the good things, however small. Third thing, find humor in bad situations. Allow yourself to experience humor even in the darkest or most trying situations. And also remember, trouble doesn't last always. So find humor in the darkest situation. And now, the fourth tip, turn failures into lessons. You know, you aren't perfect. You're going to make mistakes and experience failures in multiple contexts, at multiple jobs, and with multiple people. Instead of focusing on how you failed, think about what you're doing, what you're going to do the next time, you know, to turn your failure into a lesson. Conceptualize this in concrete rules. For example, you could come up with 3 new rules for managing projects as a result. And another example, a lot of people see failures, them failing at something as something bad, and it isn't. Will Smith has a video on YouTube that says fail forward. Think of your failures or your bad time opportunities as an opportunity to learn and grow, because if you didn't fail at certain things, you wouldn't learn how to overcome that and to make it better. So turn your failures into lessons. Just like testimonies, when people have testimonies in church or testimonies that you see on their websites, or they're telling you about a certain person, oh, this program did this for me. A lot of times people don't realize that what they're going through as far as turning failures into lessons, that's just your test. And it's not really for you per se, it's for someone else. Because someone else can see you going through the exact same thing that they're going through, and they're watching how you came over. They're watching what you did, and they're thinking in their mind, oh wow, I wonder how she did it. So your test is actually your testimony to help someone else out when they're going through the exact same thing or something similar to what you've gone through. So remember, turn your failures into lessons. It will help you in the long run in life as well as in business to be able to succeed throughout your life. I thank you so much for joining me. Again, I'm your host, Karonda Glover. Join us tomorrow for tip 5, which is transform negative self-talk into positive self-talk. You don't want to miss that one. Until then, remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.